views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers with Sky and Artie.
Hi, everyone.
The dynamic duo.
Hey, how you doing out there?
So, any case, this weather's been ultra crazy.
Oh.
We're supposed to get snow tomorrow.
I know it.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. I don't want it. Tell it to go away.
All right, go away.
They did say that we do have chances of rain instead of snow.
Really?
Yes. However, we're not taking any chances. We think it's snow. I don't personally, but they do.
Yeah, I was supposed to get my carpets done in my home office, but instead we're going to wait till Monday because it's just not worth it.
No, it's not.
It's just not worth it. So did you have any credible experiences with your psychic stuff?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I've had some amazing readings this week. Amazing. In fact, I'll go away from the bottom and work up. Last night, about 9 o'clock, I get a phone call from somebody who I thought I've already read. She had the same name as two other girls that I've read already. So I just ignored the call, and I just said, hi, how are you? Good to hear from you. So she kept saying, I'm going to get in touch with you. I says, fine, whenever. I already read you. Don't come back for 6 months at least. Anyway, she calls me yesterday, and it was a totally different Jackie. Oh, I'm sorry. I said her name. Anyway, totally different person.
Totally different Renee.
And she says, what day would you be available? Now, I had 4 days to choose from, and something was pulling me to April 7th, and I could have said three other days that were much closer, but I just kept focusing on this April 7th. So I says, I have April 7th opened all day, whatever time. She gasps. She says, oh, my God. She says, that was the day we were praying for because that's the anniversary of the death of my mother.
Okay.
So I said, see, this is why. And then she explained to me that this was not the right person that I was thinking it was. And this all had to transpire now rather than sooner. So it was great.
That's very good.
How about you, my love?
I just did some teaching classes the other day in Plainsboro, and it was amazing.
Was it?
There were eight people who came, and seven of the eight never read anybody, and they never did readings, but they were curious to see if they could do it. And when the class was over, all eight of them were capable of reading.
Isn't that amazing?
Everybody.
See?
And they were all so excited. And at the end of the class.
Yes.
At the end of the class, I had everybody sit around in a circle so they could share their experiences. And they were all so grateful. And they were all so excited and so happy. And I'm going to tell you what prompted me to help them in the way that I did, which is what the topic is. When you remove all fears and all doubts, everything is possible. So before we started, before I started having everybody read, I did a little speech about life and about having confidence within yourself. And I said to them, I said, it's okay for you to be wrong. I want you to be wrong. I want you to fall off the bike. I said, I don't care if you see Mickey Mouse with Minnie Mouse doing it on top of a roof. Whatever thoughts or images come into your head, I want you to share it with the other person. I said, don't doubt it. I said, there's no judgments. There's no fears. I says, I don't give a crap what you say or how you feel. Don't compare yourself to anybody else because each experience is a new experience. And so with that, giving them the okay that they're allowed to screw up, and I told them some of my personal experiences, everybody flew. Everybody flew. And it was just so wonderful to see. And I was so proud of them. And they were sharing their experiences afterwards and how they felt. And, you know, they were giving me nice compliments that I gave them a safe, warm environment and just no judgment. And they said to have no judgment and no fear, you made it so easy. And you want to know something? It's not just about readings. That's about with life, too.
This is true.
When you don't put super high expectations, now everyone has expectations about wanting to succeed or wanting to accomplish or whatnot. But when you're in the moment, if you don't put extreme expectations.
God bless you, my dear.
I was sneezing on the truth.
Yes, sneeze the truth.
When you don't put high expectations on the other people and you're just allowing them to be, people will give you their best.
Yeah.
So long as you're showing appreciation and you're not afraid to pay compliments, you're always going to get the best from other people. And so that's what I was doing. And there was no
wonderful
expectations because I told everyone no expectations.
That's excellent to make sure that everybody knows that they're starting off with nothing to
be afraid of.
Exactly. And this is my exact topic at the expo, because I believe everybody is born with this gift. We are no special
exactly,
deal.
Exactly.
God gave this to everyone. It's just a matter of learning to recognize it, learning to have no expectations from it, and learning to open up. You know, and that's the lecture I'm going to give at the seminar in April at the Mind, Body and Spirit Expo. And guys, I spoke to them today and my booth is B68.
B68.
Bingo.
Okay.
B68.
And it's April 10th through April 12th, yes. Friday through Sunday. And you are going to be speaking on Sunday.
I'll be speaking at Sunday at 1 o'clock.
At 1 p.m.
Yes, 1 p.m.
Okay, I'll be there.
And, oh, gee, dang, now I have expectations. Now I'm going to freak.
No.
I'm not a great speaker. I'll be honest with you. I can talk a lot, but I'm not really a public speaker. I don't have the greatest of vocabularies. I lose
well, the
my
bottom
train
line,
of thought.
No, the bottom line is so long as you're real.
So long I'm as real.
No. I'm not saying the real deal. I'm not saying gifted. I'm saying so long as you stay real with yourself when you're speaking.
Yeah, but
that's all I meant, not your gift.
No, I know that. I know that. That wasn't even a thought. What I was saying is like as long as you stay real, what, to my thoughts? But that's the point. I lose my thoughts because I get nervous.
So then what you do is you write down certain bullet points of topics.
Yeah.
Of what you might want to talk about.
Oh, that's
about.
A good idea. Like little cliff notes.
Yeah, little cliff notes, and that's it.
Yeah, that's
so that
good.
So in case you do happen to screw up, or sometimes, you know, as you saw me there, like I'll even say to the audience, what was I just saying? What did
yes.
I just lost? And then somebody in the audience say, oh, you just said this and this.
Yes.
And oh, yeah, that's right.
And then what I'm going to do also is I'm going to pair them up and see what they get from each other and see that comfort, give them that comfort zone like you do. That's my key. It's going to be a real fun hour. It's going to shoot by. I know it's going to shoot by. Not getting off the topic, but how do you like my nail polish?
Purple.
You like it?
So it looks very spiritual.
Isn't it? As soon as I saw it, I was so drawn to it. It's such a beautiful shade of purple, though, isn't it?
It would have been great if you added a little white to it.
You think?
The purple's not, yeah. If you added just a little splash of white.
Like, that would have been nice.
That would have been nice, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why when I look at this, literally, I'm looking at something like it's just white.
Do you know why?
A part of it white.
Do you know why? Because my nails are short.
Okay.
And I didn't want to emphasize or bring too much attention to the nails with the white. This is like a little
The whole
substitute.
Purpose yeah. of getting your nails done
yeah.
is bringing attention.
No. And you see, the reason I get them done is so they don't look dirty underneath. I'm kooky, guys.
That's
I had a great day at the beauty parlor, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I did. I met some great people. Of course, I read for everybody. And it's just, you know what?
It's a breeding ground for you.
It is. And not only that, I just know the owner. The name of the place is the Headhunters. And
what town is it?
It's in New Egypt.
And New Egypt, okay.
Yes, New Egypt, New Jersey. And she's absolutely the most wonderful girl.
What's her the name of the
is,
place?
I'm sorry, it's Turning Heads. Turning Heads.
Didn't you say Headhunters?
Yes, I did. I went to Africa for a moment. Hola. Okay, but
People are going to be afraid.
It's the truth. We're going to have to go to a commercial break in about a few seconds. So, yeah. Artie, what is your number if you want anybody to read for?
If anybody wants a reading for myself or to have an Artie party or have Sky and I together, don't be
That's
afraid to give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 or check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman. You can check out my YouTube videos. I got a new one coming out. Just came out today. I have two new ones every
Ooh,
single week.
I can't
so
wait
it's pretty
to see
cool.
Them.
And check out the Facebook and all that other good stuff. And what's
cool.
your number?
And my number is 908-500-1474. Now, if you'd like to call in for a mini reading, the number is 800-930-2819. And you can call the studio, and Artie and I will be very, very honored and privileged to give you a little mini reading over the phone.
I'll be happy. She'll be honored and privileged.
Yes.
So stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Di Siegel, co-host one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
You want to know something? You know, when we were talking, I know we have a couple of callers, but when we were talking earlier about, you know, releasing fears, releasing doubts.
Yes.
When you release all fears and doubts and expectations, you could literally move mountains. And that's when healing begins. That's when happiness begins.
So true.
Everything begins. And as soon as you come to this place of acceptance about what is, it's about what is the healthiest thing that you can do while you're under the circumstances. If your ego allows you to stay stuck where I want what I want, but the situation isn't allowing it, or you're having a really hard time with the person,
yes.
I want what I want. As soon as you come to an understanding and an acceptance of the matter, at that point, you need to adjust yourself so that you can learn how to deal with it in a very healthy manner and know when to push and when to lay off.
In other words, what you're saying is you have to be able to be flexible within your own mind, body, and heart.
Yeah, being flexible, that's definitely a key thing. But like I said, when you could when you're extremely angry, or you come from a place of, you know what, I honestly don't care. You know, you get to a place where I just don't care.
Yes.
And I don't mean like angry. I don't give a crap. I'm saying, giving it all up. As soon as you don't care, or if you're incredibly angry, that means during either one of those places, fear is not even existence. And when you allow fear to be out.
God bless you, my darling.
I'm not even sick.
No, I know what it is. It's the sage. I was burning sage. Think that was bothering you?
Damn that sage.
Oh, no, I love my sage.
That's all right.
See, that's white sage. I have to introduce you to prairie sage. You don't get that.
I don't get that.
No, you don't get the sneezes.
Well, I got the sneezes. But any case, but it was very good. And like I said, when you release all fear, when people become very angry, or they become very, I don't give a crap feeling, that's when everything starts to happen.
Yes.
It's when you care so much and you're so concerned so much, you're blocking.
Yes.
You're blocking because you
Absolutely.
Want what you want so bad. You're allowed to want what you want for yourself or for other people. But when you are just too consumed with it's gotta be, or I hope that, or oh my God, it's too much.
It is too much. I agree with you. And I'll tell you what, it's so important for everybody to realize that we're like rubber bands. That's the way God made us. He made us to understand that we have to roll with the punches. You have to be flexible. If there's a situation happening in your life and you know that you have absolutely no control over it, you can't ponder over it and say, oh my God, there's nothing I can do about this. I'm just going to kill myself. No. What you have to do is be flexible. And even in those situations, there's always a bright side and you have to look for it. And I know that sounds very, like rainbow, I'm over the rainbow and whatnot. But believe it or not, that's really the only way to get through life's turmoils, is to be flexible, to look for the brighter things within the situations. So, you know, to be flexible is to have it all, I believe.
You want to know something? When I am when I am telling people about, you know, do you believe in God? You know, a lot of people say, I believe in God, you know?
Yeah.
But when you are overly stressed and you're fearing all the time, I challenge these people. I say, do you really believe in God?
Yeah.
If you believe, I believe that you believe that there is a God.
Right.
But when you are always neurotic, when you're always fearful, when you're always stressed,
That's a great point.
It's hard for you to tell me that you believe in God.
Yes, you're right.
When you're always stressed out. If you believe in God, you'll know that everything will turn out for the best. You need to let it go.
That is such a great point you made. And that sometimes even I forget. You know, if you really do believe in God, then all of the stress that you're working through right now, don't even think about it, because put it in His hands. And it's so funny, because I should have known this, and I should have realized it before you said it, because in the native customs, when we have great strife and great stress and great pain, what we do is we write all these things down on a piece of paper, and then we throw it in a fire and we give it to the Creator. We give it to God, because we know we can't handle it. So we give it to God. And at the end of each letter, we say, we cannot handle this. I have to give this to you, God. Please release me from this. And it works for me every single time.
I noticed the more I've been literally letting it go. You want to know something?
Oh, baby.
I can't stand this expression, but it is true. I don't know why. The first time I ever heard this expression was from Barbara Streisand, and she says, let go and let God. I don't know. To me, it just feels too fairy tale. Let go and let God. I don't know. It's something about that expression.
She's dramatic.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the concept, and that really is a true concept,
let go
and let God. But a lot of people do have a hard time letting go. And, you know,
yes.
A lot of people will say, you know, when you give people advice, and it's good advice, but it's hard advice, and you go, oh, yeah, easier said than done.
Yes.
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
Right. But nothing's easy.
Nothing's worthwhile. Right. You know, like I say with when I talk about God, God said, I didn't say it was going to be easy. I just said it was going to be worth it.
Right.
Right now we have a caller from, I think she's from Pennsylvania. D? Is there a D there?
Yes. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Oh, no problem.
Hi, D. How are you?
What's going on, sweetheart?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm just looking for some insight that you can provide, because I'm looking
for change careers
or maybe start a business, but something that's more spiritually aligning to my purpose. So any insight you can provide would be great.
Well, I do see that you're a hands-on type of person, and you like to get in the midst of friendships, and you like to get in the midst of being around people. I feel as though your God-given talent would be something that you do with your hands spiritually. Did you ever try Reiki, or did you ever try yoga?
I haven't tried it. You know, it's funny that you said that, because that's what I've been thinking. You know, those are along those lines. I'm more of a technical person, but I was thinking it would be sufficient to move into something like that.
Exactly what I've been getting from you as soon as I heard your voice. What you want to do for a living and what you need to do to make a living are two different things. And that's the frustration in your life. And that's where the wishy-washiness comes in. You know, because what you want to do, like you said, you want to do yoga or even massage or do something like Sky said to heal people. And, you know, if mm-hmm. you don't have a following, it's very hard to make a living at that. But if you start it part time, all right, you'll be able to wean into it full time. But right now you need to do what is best, what you know is best as far as making money for your comfort zone. Otherwise you're going to be stressed out. Trying to make a living at what you want to do, you know, it's going mm-hmm. to be very stressful for you, because you're going to feel like you're not making enough money. Do I feel like you can do it? You can do it. It's just going to take a little time to build up an audience, build up a following.
I agree with that. I agree with that tremendously. You're not working now?
I am working, and I've got a great job, and I think that's the reason it's harder. But, you know, my heart, like, it still feels like something's amiss, and it needs to be more grounding and more spiritually, like, aligning. This doesn't feel like it is. I feel like there's something else.
Well, you know, you have the perfect situation. because you are working, you are able to support yourself. So take advantage of that right now and start to go into one of those arts.
So long as you're doing it at least part-time.
Yes.
You know, and you're fulfilling your heart. It's like an artist. You know, a lot of people are very gifted with their singing or with their music playing, and they might not be able to make money right away with it. But, you know, if you're playing at nighttime or on the weekends, but, you know, during the daytime you're doing your life, that's great. You're fulfilling both needs.
Yeah, that's like, you know, everybody's dream, to be able to do what you want to do from your heart and be able to support yourself in the custom that you've always been used to. So, you know, you have it. You have actually the greatest scenario and don't even know it.
I'm going to share with you something that I've been listening to for the last couple of days. The Rolling Stones.
You
can't always get what you want.
But if you try.
Sometimes. You get what you need.
Thanks for calling, sweetie.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
All right. It was a pleasure. You know, a lot of people are caught under the same circumstances.
She's got a wonderful situation. Yeah. She's working. She's got a great job. She knows what she wants to do by working spiritually with hands-on. So, you know, she's got such a great opportunity for herself, but she's really not seeing over the cloud. You understand? She's like stuck behind that cloud. But if she just let that cloud pass by her, she will see that she could do this at night. She could fulfill both of her needs spiritually and monetarily at the same time.
I agree.
And then she can, as her spiritual business grows, then she could phase out of her everyday job.
Yeah, but right now, just, you know what? You could, like Sky said, you could have the best of both worlds. And as far as, you know, having your career and then also, you know, doing what you love to do on the weekends. And so, and there's no pressure.
Right.
So even if you just do it for free, once you learn how to do it, you just do it for free. So,
okay. So we have to take a break right now, but we will be right back right after this message.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another segment of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Before we start, and we have a couple of wonderful people from New Jersey that have called in and are still waiting, I'd like to give you my telephone number if you'd like to get a wonderful reading or if you'd like to have a party with Artie and myself, or just Artie, or just me. My telephone number is 908-500-1474.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02, 877-ANGEL-02. And right now we have somebody on the line. Who do we have from?
Beth.
Becky from New Jersey.
Hey, Beck.
Hey, how are you?
The Becky Meister.
How are you doing? We're good, honey. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Who has the same laugh as you?
I know.
Do you snort?
hey, we have we both have Native American blood running through our bodies. That's why.
That doesn't surprise me one ounce.
That's very cool. What are you? What nation?
Cherokee. My mom was full blood.
Oh, that's amazing and wonderful. My both grandchildren, their godmother is full blood Cherokee, and she goes to the gourd dance every year in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And also she had my children, her godchildren, which are my grandchildren, she had them named at gourd dance. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know
wonderful.
You'd appreciate that.
And I'm full blood Jewish.
Yeah, we want to see your card. We want to see your tribal card.
I've been circumcised and blessed and bar mitzvah and blessed.
Whoa, we don't want to see that.
I've been blessed upside and down. what can we do you for, Beck?
Well, I was hoping that you could give me, you know, some insight on my life. It has completely changed in the last few years. I became disabled, and not fully, but I no longer can work, and I'm very limited, and I was always a strong woman. And because of my disability, my husband has filed for divorce, so I'm in the middle of that. And I'm just wondering, I mean, you know, reinventing myself, will I ever find that person who truly loves me? You know, my life has completely changed. So I just wanted, I was wondering if you guys had any insight on where it's heading.
You know something, as soon as I heard your voice, I really did feel a strong kinship with you in some way, even to the point where I snorted. You know what I mean? But no, I want to tell you that I saw a telephone. When I heard your voice, I immediately saw a telephone, an old-fashioned telephone. So that could mean two things to me. Either you can get into an antique business, and even if you are disabled, that would have really no bearing on that. Or you could do something where you could do a phone type of business. And you know something? We're very lucky these days. We have access to internet businesses. And for me, I'm feeling that you're being pushed into an internet business.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you something. What is your disability, if you don't mind me asking?
I have degenerative disc and joint disease. I have osteoarthritis all through my body. My bones are breaking down and have had multiple spinal surgeries.
Wow.
That's a lot, honey, and I will pray for you.
Well, among other things, I also have fibromyalgia, and, you know, the list goes on and on. You know,
yeah.
So
look, I know that you can change your financial situation, even in the capacity that you are in right now. And that's through the internet. I see that clearly. And I know that you're going to do that. I feel it clearly.
You want to know something? I keep on seeing animals and pets. I have a feeling that you might be able to be some kind of a broker of some sort, dealing with pets or helping people to get rid of their pets who are in vulnerable positions themselves and bring them to a new home.
And you could do that through the internet.
And
that's
you could
perfect.
Do that through the internet.
That's beautiful.
But as Skye was talking to you, you know, my heart was just so compassionate for you.
Me too.
And literally, I see it being very fulfilling for you as far as at least – a career, or at least, you know, helping out other people. And I see like, where you're going to be like the go-to person to help people. It could be helping other people find a job, or like a headhunter, or helping people with their pets, finding a home for a pet, you know, but I see you being the in-between person helping out other people. And like Skye said, it will be through the internet.
I think that's an amazing, amazing career for you. I really do. And I feel as though you're such a big-hearted person. And I know you are a person of nature. I know you are earthbound. I know you're earth-grounded.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
yes,
you're earth-grounded. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And very spiritually connected.
Yes, I feel that. Artie is so right about the animals, because you are so earthbound. I mean, he hit the nail right on the head. I mean, that would be like the super duper A1 position for you in your capacity right now. I mean, that kudos to you, Artie. That was really good.
You're going to be like the go-to person when it comes to information. You know, when people need to get certain things accomplished. You know, to connect people to certain situations who are, like I said, who are vulnerable or who need help, you know, whether it be within their life, whether it be, you know, to bring them, again, for the pets or for people's health. But I just see you being the middle person helping people, you know, bringing them from one point to another. You're going to be the middle person helping out people.
You know what I just heard? Travel agency. I want you, if you're going to think about starting a business like this, I want you to advertise through travel agencies that people who want to take extended vacations, that they should get in touch with you. And then you can have a database of people in those vicinities that will take their pets. So that
yes,
they
yes.
get
that's exactly what
this
I saw.
Is exactly
pet
what
friendly.
I saw. Exactly.
Pet friendly.
And I saw that you were the nucleus of finding home environments for these pets, so that these people that are taking vacations don't have to worry about their animals being treated like jailbirds in cages.
Right.
And with, you know, and in such an environment. No, they'll be taken care of by loving, tender people. And you will be the go-to person where these travel agents could give out your number, so all of the concerns of the traveler will be taken care of. This is a brand new concept. I've never heard this. This has just come to me through spirit. And I think this is going to be so lucrative for you.
You're going to find what places or what homes will be available to other people who also are pet friendly.
Yeah.
Not just like Skye said, not only just finding homes that will, you know, pet sit, but also – but it is connected with animals, but also for people – for places. Because there are people who will, you know, rent out their homes for people who want to travel, but are they pet friendly? Because a lot of people don't like to travel without their pets.
Mm-hmm. And what That's I'm true. Thinking is those people – no, I'm thinking of the people who want to go on vacation that can't take their pets.
Right.
That she will hook them up with other people in the area who will take their pets for that time where they're traveling. I think that's an amazing concept, and that's brand new. I've never even heard of that.
So for all of you who
God
have
spirit, right?
So for all of you who have cougars and apes and giraffes, my number is, and you can't find anybody who has an open heart. Just come to me.
I'll take monkeys.
We'll find out. Who'll watch your monkeys?
I love monkeys. I'll take monkeys for seven.
So anyway, so you have your answer there, honey.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Good
what
luck.
And
love?
We wish you the best of luck.
Oh, yes.
How about love?
Oh.
Yes, we love you too, but unfortunately, we have to go to a commercial break.
Take care,
oh,
sweetie.
Oh, bummer. That's what I want to know is who's going to, you know, will I find love?
Okay, so why don't you do this? Let's go to a commercial and then give us a buzz back because we do have somebody else waiting in queue.
Yeah, you know what? Go to our website or either ArtieHoffman.com. Yeah, ArtieHoffman.com or what's your website? Sky of Angels.
SkyofAngels.com.
Yeah, so either of us, you could email.
We'd be happy to talk to you.
And we'll be happy. Our emails are on there. But right now, we got to go to a commercial break. All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How are you? And I want to thank everybody for waiting so patiently for us to get to you, and we will.
Wait, before we take on anybody else,
yes,
tell everybody about your spiritual show that you're doing, the convention.
Okay, I'm doing the convention, Mind, Body, and Spirit, on April 10th, 11th, and 12th in Somerset, New Jersey. I'll be lecturing on Sunday at 1 p.m., and I will have a booth there, so please come on down and see me.
What's the booth number? Do you remember?
The booth number is B68,
okay.
And it's going to be right near the food. My luck.
That's a good thing.
So you got to pass me if you want to eat. So stop by and say hello.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, I mean, if you're into super yoga, healthy, nutritional, that's the place to eat.
Nah.
If you want to eat normal, grab a sub beforehand. You know, they're into all that healthy yoga, you know, super guru type of food. And that's totally, if you're a vegan, you're going to love it. If not, then I suggest you probably eat before you go to this convention. I've done enough of them. Trust me.
If you don't want any flavor.
That's right.
Enjoy.
Right. There's maybe a couple things that I ate that was pretty okay. But like I said, if you're into vegan eating and all that super healthy natural stuff, hey, then you're going to have a blast and you're going to love it.
That mac and cheese looked pretty good that you were eating. You said
That was an exception, but that went really quick. And I had one serving the entire weekend. That was it.
Yeah.
I was livid. After that, I couldn't read for the rest of the day. I was upset.
He was livered and onioned.
That's right. All right, now we have Marie from New Jersey.
Hey, Marie.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, honey. How are you? What can we do for you?
I want you to know, don't allow age to get the best of you. All right?
Wow, where did that come from? That's wild that you would say that.
That's from spirit. Yeah. Don't
wow.
Never say never. Look at yourself as getting better as the years go on. Look at yourself as somebody that's filled with experience, and you need to start giving yourself a lot more credit than you have been.
I'll tell you something.
Really,
in the Native culture, our elders or people that have maturity are looked up to as royalty because they have lived so much longer and they have so much experience to share with the rest of us. So that is a wonderful and beautiful thing.
Yeah, and in my culture, as they get older, they're a royal pain in our butts, but we do the best we can because we love them unconditionally. So, all right, but Marie, why did you say what you said?
Well, I really don't want to say because, it is an age thing too, but I don't know. You just walked into my open mind here, actually. With some things that were on my mind. I just called to see if you can get a feel for me. That was going to be my question. I didn't even have to ask that.
That's how good we are.
All right, well, what's your question?
I feel as though you're coming down on yourself because you're getting up there in age. And I feel that
I'm getting better. It's,
you're right.
You know, pretty backwards. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
I see more freedom coming to you.
Yeah.
Exactly. It is. And it's really mind-blowing. I just wanted to ask you a feel real quick that, all my life I've been there for everybody else. In fact, that's what I do is my employment and kind of something you become natural at. And since the new year started, some pretty heavy things have been happening to other people in my life that are affecting me because they're in my life. I mean, it's very deep. And, I've been doing pretty good with it all. But I just don't know.
Marie, hold on 2 seconds. As I'm listening to your voice, I want to say this. Do not, because this is what's going to hold you back. Do not feel guilty about you being you and you going after what you want and what makes you happy.
Right.
All right. Allow people to fit into your life. You need to stop fitting into everyone else's life. And you've been so conditioned for so long. You have to break past this guilty conscience thought process because that's what's blocking you. And I feel like, the more you live your life that makes you happy, the happier you're going to be. You just got to keep on moving on and just enjoy life. And I really do.
Yeah.
I see you being a more carefree person as the months and years grow on with no guilt connected whatsoever.
I was just going to say that. Marie, do not take on any guilt for things that are happening within your family. because ultimately everybody has free will, and whatever things are happening, some of the people that they're happening to have actually caused it.
And they have to be responsible for their own actions, and you got to stop trying to pick up everybody else's pieces.
Right.
Yeah, does this make sense?
Yeah, and I'm almost a little guilty for feeling the same way. It's like, I'm okay with that.
Well, then you should feel good. You should be okay with it.
Well, here, you've got our affirmation. You got two people who know what they're talking about to tell you you shouldn't be feeling guilty. Otherwise, you're doing yourself a disservice, and you're gonna end up going backwards. Just keep the momentum going and just stay in your own Marie world. Just stay in your own zone.
See if you can get any feel on this. You know, of course, we all want to know about our love life. Currently, you know, I don't really have a love life. I kind of have like a friend with benefits kind of thing happening, which I don't see going anywhere. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of backing out of it. But what kind of feel you have, if you can, or if you do, or if you don't, that's fine.
I think you're going to find somebody in a, believe it or not, what do they call that?
A hallway closet?
No. You're making me lose my chance. No, what do you call it?
I see what I see for her.
Okay, it's a place that you're going to go to. A log cabin. It's a log cabin. I don't know if you know of any or if you have access to any.
Well, you know what?
But I feel... What?
You know, Sky, the log cabin days are over. I'm all city now for some reason.
No. It's a restaurant. A restaurant,
really?
Or a dance hall or a place to get together, like a karaoke bar or something like that. Not like you're going to go camping.
I got news for you. What I was seeing while I was listening to your voice, while listening to Sky, I kept seeing like a retail store. I have a feeling you're going to be meeting this person either while you're happen to be shopping or he works at a retail store place, but it's where there's clothes. And this is where I see you meeting the fella. But there's a lot of commotion going on. As a matter of fact, you're going to meet this fella actually during one of the holidays. There's going to be a high holiday. I don't know if it's a Jewish high holiday or a Catholic high holiday, but it's going to be during the high holidays.
Easter's coming up.
And it's going to be on the weekend, on a weekend that you're going to be meeting this fella. But it's around – I'm telling you, it's around some kind of retail store.
And I feel like you're going to meet him in a log cabin. Either you're going to see a log cabin or you're going to just happen to go into a log cabin.
Seeing a picture of a log cabin
But this is what I'm seeing, a log cabin. I'm not saying that you're going to go camping. That is the furthest thing from my mind. But I know it's going to be either like there's going to be – it's going to be in your view. You're going to be either in it – or you're going to be looking at it. And
well,
like Artie said,
he could even be working for,
let's say, a sporting goods store. And there's something where they're advertising a log cabin. But it's very strong. I definitely see a log cabin. And I wouldn't see it if it wasn't coming.
When I see log cabin, I think of maple syrup and pancakes.
I knew you were going to say that.
All right, listen, Marie, we got to go to a commercial break. It was a pleasure sharing time with you.
Look for the log cabin, Marie.
I'll let you know.
Please.
Okay, high holidays on the weekends. Go shopping.
Easter's coming.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
All right, everybody. If anybody wants to call in for a reading, call 800-930-2819. So stick around because Sky and I, we got some more stuff to talk about.
Yay!
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Guy Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.